Kevin Galvin is a familiar figure to anyone who's dipped a toe in the healthcare debate in Connecticut.
I've been a small business owner here in the state for 30 years. I've been involved with healthcare reform and the advocacy around what small businesses need and want out of healthcare for more than 10 years.
Galvin runs a four-person firm in Hartford, Connecticut Commercial Maintenance, which provides handyman services for national retail chains. He says one of the biggest hits to his productivity is the fact that his entry-level workers can't afford health coverage and lose time in the emergency room when they get sick. That's what turned him into an advocate a decade ago, and in the intervening years it's connected him to a whole network of small businesses that have similar needs. But when I spoke with him late last week, he told me this.
I have not talked to a single small business who is going to enter the exchange right now.
The Exchange, Access Health Connecticut, is the new online marketplace which opens its virtual doors this morning. It's offering coverage for individuals who don't currently have health plans, but it also has a less well-known feature, a small business portal. It's known as SHOP, the Small Business Health Options Program. It features three insurance carriers who are offering small group rates for businesses of fewer than 50 employees, exactly what Galvin has always advocated for.
I didn't think we would be rolling into 10-1 and startup, and there'd be the large number of small businesses I talk to that are taking a wait-and-see attitude.
One of the biggest concerns, the cost. While across the country rates have not risen as much as some people feared with the advent of the Affordable Care Act, Connecticut has among the highest rates in the nation. Andrew Markowski is Connecticut spokesman for the National Federation of Independent Business.
I think a lot of small business owners are going to try and ride things out for the next several months and see where the rates go in the marketplace. The fear is that into 2014, the rates could go even higher.
He says the other big barrier is simply confusion. The rules around the Affordable Care Act, never simple to begin with, have undergone many revisions in the last year.
The federal government and the administration are, in essence, making it up as they go along, so to speak. Both businesses and individuals need to know the rules of the game well in advance of moving forward.
Officials at Connecticut's Exchange don't disagree with that analysis. Access Health Connecticut spokesman Jason Madrak.
Businesses have been really confused by some of the gyrations we've seen at the federal level, postponement of the business mandate. Some of the announcements around the federal SHOP program have called into question for many businesses whether this is even open for business.
Madrak would like to emphasize that it is. State exchanges were given the option to postpone their small business SHOP plans for a year, but Connecticut is one of the handful of states that went ahead anyway.
We actually feel pretty confident. I think given the array of products that we have, which are highly competitive from leading carriers, the fact that we do have these fairly generous tax incentives in place, I think the demand is going to be fairly high, so we're feeling very confident.
Confident enough to set a target. The exchange wants to sign up 20,000 small business employees through the SHOP program in its first 6 months of operation.
I think that's a bit of an unrealistic number.
Stephanie DeGrandi is a partner in the Health Consultants Group, a Plainville-based healthcare broker. She and her colleagues advise about 1,000 businesses who already provide healthcare for their employees. She says she's been educating her clients about the exchange plans, and she'll present them as an option along with their current carriers.
I think they're going to look at it, but likely opt to stay where they are. I think the fear of the unknown is out there, and I don't know that how many people want to actually be guinea pigs.
Companies that already provide healthcare will be comparing the quality of what's offered on the exchange, and Brian Beakey, president of Health Consultants Group, says what they'll see is smaller networks. That means fewer doctors and hospitals working with each plan.
If it's the same rate or very similar and the doctor's not in it, well, that's going to make a big difference. You know, people don't like to change doctors.
So to meet its targets, the exchange will also need to persuade small business owners who've never been in a position to provide healthcare that it's time to take the plunge. People like Kevin Galvin.
I think if I had to use my crystal ball, I will be one of those small businesses who are going to find that it's just not affordable right now, and I will be having my I'll be assisting my staff to get on the individual exchange.
We're promised those crucial rates will be published on the exchange website at some time today. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.